Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
This is a stupid argument. Already it's a stupid argument.
We're not arguing. I'm just saying, if you're from New England, I don't want you.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Aqib Talib came from New England.
But he came from somewhere before he went to New England.
Are you kidding me? Oh, it is Fiesta Friday, by the way.
It is Fiesta Friday.
Big buzz, ladies and gentlemen. Big buzz.
Hello.
Darren Copeland, this is my experience. We give you all our experience. It can be a shared experience. If you want to get in on it, give us a call. You're more than welcome to 303-831-1340. No one ever does. That's fine. They're scared of what we may do to them.
But
we won't bite hard.
Yeah, we won't bite. I don't bite.
He licks a lot, though, and that's kind of gross.
I do.
So, listen, man. The Broncos need... I mean, we got lots to talk about since there's nothing going on today. DU was playing hockey earlier, but I didn't hear what
they were tied at intermission, in between second and third intermission. It's 2-2.
Yay, a Boulder victory. Everybody wins.
No, they're not. It's not over. They have another period to go, so they could win. Or
I know.
They could lose.
So anyway.
Nuggets are off. Avalanche are
always off.
They're wandering in the wilderness still.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
Well, there was a story here. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't. You mentioned
okay,
something.
Okay, so hang on just
it.
A second here. Let me get this out for you. So apparently what happened was that the argument is that, and we will talk Broncos, don't get me wrong. There's a lot more Broncos to talk about because it was combines today, and then we can talk about that. But this is what Nuggets is Yusef Nurkic.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what's so hard about being like the Eastern Bloc because all these guys have very difficult names. So Yusef Nurkic, the guy who was here.
Yes.
Who is no longer here after Nikola Jokic.
Kind of pushed him out.
Pushed him out.
Yeah. And he's playing where now?
Portland.
He's in Portland.
Yes.
Blowing up in Portland.
And he is blowing up in Portland. What he is doing is, in fact, what they're saying now is the way that Portland is playing now with his emergence coming through is that Portland may be, in fact, the one to knock the Denver Nuggets.
You okay?
They didn't hear a thing, man.
I know.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
That's how I feel about this. It's like, sounds like Nurkic.
Well, they're two games up on Portland.
You know
Portland.
What I need? Nikola.
You do need some Nikola. I know the audience didn't hear what you were doing, but I just felt bad for you.
No, I was fine.
You were like a cat coughing up a hairball for a second.
Yeah, but I'm better now.
Okay.
Pick that thing up out of the corner, don't you mind?
No. Okay.
No, but so they're saying that because of his emergence, in fact, that Denver may be the ones to lose out to them because they've been sparkling since that trade. And that's it brings up a good point, but I would argue back to you that for the most part since the trades,
yeah,
for the most part, they are starting to play better, and they do play. I mean, they're not they don't lay too many eggs. They've laid a couple.
Talking about the Nuggets?
Nuggets.
They are playing better. They've lost a couple of games they should have won. I'm thinking specifically about that
Memphis.
Brooklyn game and Memphis. Those two games are bad losses. But it's the NBA, so bad losses. It's not like the NCAAs where it counts against you. But I guess I'm okay with Portland knocking Denver out of that eighth spot. I mean, shoot, listen, we're starting two rookies. In the last game, we started two rookies and a couple of second-year players, and it's just such a young team that if Denver does not make the playoffs this year, it doesn't bother me. Give them another year of seasoning. They'll come back next year and probably will go into the playoffs as a 7 or 6. I'd rather them go in as a 7 or 6 or 5 seed then automatically go in at 8 and just get hammered by the Warriors. Even though everyone's all like, oh, no, the Warriors, they're so cooked now because KD's out. Listen, Warriors are going to be fine. They're still the best team in the West until someone proves otherwise. And really the only team in the West that can beat them is San Antonio. I don't want the Nuggets to go in and just get embarrassed in 4 straight games as the 8th seed. I think that would do far more damage to our rookies than not going at all.
Have you ever read the book, Bill Bryson's A Secret History of of nearly everything?
I've heard of it. I think I saw it on a bookshelf somewhere.
Okay. Well, if you read that book, what you realize is that we as a civilization and we as a planet and we not necessarily as a planet, but we as a race, we as, you know, human race, we as animals, all that are at any moment a second away from total annihilation. A second away from, I mean, the sun could suddenly blow up. Some other star near us could suddenly blow up and we wouldn't know it until like 30 seconds before it happened. And we'd be like, oh,
yeah. Okay.
Okay. There are, I mean, you know, plagues. I mean, it was this highly uplifting book about all the ways that we could possibly die. And actually it was actually very spiritual because it made you think about, man, there must be really something going on if we are that like fragile, that we are right in this little cocoon of a space where we are actually able to have life because, I mean, any part of it. So knowing that.
Okay. I'm actually really interested to see where this path is leading us. Knowing that.
Okay. Knowing that. Why are you waiting till tomorrow to win? Win now.
But because they can't
win.
Win
now.
They
get to the playoffs.
Now. They can't.
They
win
can.
Now.
They can't.
No. You honestly believe they can win an NBA champ? Or not even that. Do you honestly believe they can get out of the first round this year?
I honestly believe, okay,
mm-hmm.
particularly some years ago when I saw the highly favored Nuggets get blown out in a series against those Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
All right.
There were things that happened in that series. Our best player got injured, as always, and their
best player
got
injured,
and then they found another best player. We don't have a Steph Curry on the bench.
I'm just suggesting that there are things that could happen, and you never know in a series unless you play it. And the chances of the Nuggets getting another young guy, which is not what we really need right now. Do you know who we really need right now? We just care. I mean, obviously never. You know, you talk about never people coming never back, and we'll talk about this at Broncos, but Carmelo would be the perfect person in this offense right now.
I don't want Carmelo.
Could you imagine Carmelo instead of Danilo and just the rest of these guys? With Jokic just passing him the ball all over the place?
See, that's a problem. No one else would get the ball. He is a black hole, man. You pass the ball to him, you're never seeing it again. And that is not the
another term. That one's just offensive to me. I'm sorry. African American hole?
No, he just sucks in light and,
I know,
and never lets
I know,
it out.
I understand.
He is not the kind of player that plays.
He's like my son. He's grabby.
He is, and he doesn't play the kind of basketball this team wants to play.
No, but
you can get better shooters.
But what I'm saying is the Nuggets are averaging something around 120 points per game. They're averaging and that's without. I mean, they play very little defense. Sometimes they do play some defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I think they might have settled on their starting lineup here, which is having Jamal Murray and having Gary Harris at the two starting lineups and just having Moutier just, you know, not anywhere else. And then you have Gallinari, plus you have your shooting guard, and then you have on the other side, you have, you have Jokic and then.
Jameer Nelson?
No, well, Daryl Arthur probably will start that power forward.
Not Plumlee?
No, they don't want to play those two guys together. But you got that backcourt settled, and that's what you're looking for.
And
there.
You've got a little depth on the bench in Fareed and
he would be starting when he's healthy. He's the other one starting at power forward.
I just think this
that team
is so
that
young.
Team can hustle. That team can hustle. That team can beat anybody on any given night. I'm just telling you.
They can pull out a win, absolutely.
Nuggets 1993, baby.
They're just not.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.